You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferrick.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll hear about a small-town Wisconsin news reporter and his collection of quirky stories that ranged from his observations about the Spanish-American War to who in town grew the best watermelon.
First, Donald Trump received an unwelcome embrace today from the official paper of the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK's quarterly newspaper, which describes itself as the premier voice of the white resistance, printed a full-page spread with the headline, Make America Great Again. Trump's campaign rejected the de facto endorsement today and called the publication repulsive. He also said it does not represent the people uniting behind Trump's campaign.
Backing from white supremacist and nationalist groups has been a problem that the Trump campaign has struggled with. Brian Levin joins us now. He's the director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino, and a professor in the Department of Criminal Justice. Brian, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, give us some historical context for this, if you would. Has the KKK endorsed a mainstream candidate in recent history?
You know, I'm trying to think. I know that George Wallace, when he was running for governor of Alabama, initially did not receive the Klan endorsement and said he was not going to be out N-worded again, and then sought their endorsement for a subsequent successful run, for instance. Certainly Strom Thurmond, for instance, when he was running for president in decades prior to that. We saw some support from hate groups for Pat Buchanan, but when, for instance, Larry Pratt, his national campaign co-chair, shared a stage with Aryan Nations in 96, he was promptly let go. So what's interesting is that here, it's not just the Klan. There's almost complete unanimity among the extremists that I track in their support for Mr. Trump and his candidacy.
Do you consider what this newspaper has done, this KKK newspaper, an endorsement?
Well, let's put it this way. Tom Robb is someone who never got in the way of getting his name mentioned in the media. He's a longtime Klansman based out of Arkansas. He even came down during the Rodney King trials to protest in support of the police that were on trial. So if there's a media circus, he's attracted to it like flies on flypaper.
I guess another question is, does it matter if it's an endorsement or not? Is it one and the same?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, and this is extraordinary, and I'm not someone who likes to participate in political discussions. Last time around, for instance, when I was on Hardball with Chris Matthews, he said, who do these hate groups like? Is it John McCain? Is it Ted Cruz? I said, no, they're all part of the system. They don't like it. I think what appeals to these extremist groups is not only the fact that there's messages about Euro-nationalism and prejudice that seem to permeate out of this campaign, but also that it's an insurgent campaign against the Republican Party. So one of the things about the alt-right that I think is very interesting, a lot of people will rightfully look at it in the Euro-nationalist lens and the racism that's there, but it's also a movement that's about insurgency and destroying the traditional Republican Party, which they're doing a pretty good job of.
We're talking with Brian Levin right now, director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino. And he's with us now to talk about the KKK's embrace of Donald Trump on the front page of its official newspaper. And early on, Donald Trump came under fire for not immediately disavowing support from David Duke in a conversation with CNN's Jake Tapper in February. Here's a clip of that.
Even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him. And I just don't know anything about him.
Well, and since then, Donald Trump has repeatedly disavowed Duke and has been exasperated that he had been asked to do that repeatedly. And he's also blamed a faulty earpiece during that interview that he says didn't allow him to hear questions clearly. So given that exchange and what's happened since, was that backlash against Trump overblown?
No, I think the New York Times had a great quote, and they said, Mr. Trump's failure to distance himself more sharply from white power adherents has been minutely observed in online discussion forums, and I've been writing about this in the Huffington Post for some time. It was alarming from the beginning how this support really gelled, and it gelled fairly early. So we really have a virtual, I don't want to call them an all-star team, but an all-star team of extremists who support the Trump candidacy. So, for instance, the American Renaissance Jared Taylor wrote, and this is in 2015, Donald Trump may be the last hope for a president who would be good for white people. And we're seeing the Daily Stormer, Stormfront, David Duke, the Ku Klux Klan, and a variety of others giving full-barreled support. We're seeing robocalls being done by white supremacists on behalf of Mr. Trump. I am not saying that he's organized this, but what's interesting is from time to time he will say things that are dog whistle signals to the extremist racist right. And let me give you some examples. When he talked about the 1965 Immigration Act, well, that was the one that stopped discriminating against non-whites, for instance. And when he talked about having immigration go back to traditional patterns, that's basically a dog whistle message of white people. So this talk about banning Muslims, also retweets of racist, bogus statistics about black and white crime, which completely misstate it, the use of Pepe the Frog that's retweeted, and a whole bunch of things just keep coming up. And it's really interesting. There was a recent study that showed out of 10,000 Trump supporters, 3,500 had some internet connections to hardcore racist tweeters. And that's scary.
The Trump campaign quickly called the publication, that KK newspaper backing article, called it repulsive, said it's not representative of Trump supporters. Isn't that an example of turning away from the KKK's backing?
Yes, except they don't believe it. You know, when they love the fact that it took until like the last week of the campaign for some kind of thorough disassociation. By example, President Reagan, who launched his White House bid in Philadelphia, Mississippi, of all places, when he got a Klan endorsement, immediately and vociferously and unequivocally criticized it.
I want to jump in. You're saying that these hate groups don't believe the disavowal. That's what you're saying.
No, not at all. I interview these people. I go to their rallies. No, they really like Donald Trump. And one of the things that we see, for instance, is when he did an event in Alabama, there were white power slogans that were yelled. Matt Heimbach, who is a bigot, who's head of the Traditionalist Workers Party, an anti-black racist group, he manhandled an African-American female protester at a Trump rally. So this is very disturbing. One of the things that we saw in our study recently was that when Mr. Trump made his statement about banning Muslims, hate crimes went up 87.5% in the next 5 days off of an already elevated number following the San Bernardino terrorist attack. So we're very concerned that words do matter. And we're also very concerned about some of the anti-Semitism that has come out, that has particularly been directed at journalists who have been covering his campaign.
Now, there's a question out there lingering that some of the fringe views of the alt-right, maybe nationalist views or racist belief systems, could be folded into mainstream politics. Do you think that that's a possibility?
It's happened. And unfortunately, this is not a development that started with Mr. Trump, by the way, nor is it something that even is just indigenous to the United States. We're seeing this throughout Europe, this Euro-nationalism, and this bigotry is something that has taken hold in other countries, and we're seeing it here. What I think is noteworthy about Mr. Trump, and by the way, I'm not calling him a racist, and we're nonpartisan, and we don't do endorsements, but here's what I think is interesting. He is someone that the racist right has been looking for, an iconoclast who wanted to destroy that wall that folks like George W. Bush and John McCain and Bob Dole and Orrin Hatch did with regard to overt bigotry. They criticized it. In this case, this is someone who, with a wink and a nod, appears to embrace it. And what they have is something they hadn't had before, and that is a celebrity charismatic spokesperson to galvanize a movement which was somewhat splintered and without leadership. And again, I'm not calling him a white supremacist, but that has been the effect. And we're going to see this effect going after the election as well.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Brian Levin, director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino, and a professor in the Department of Criminal Justice. He joined us there to talk about the KKK's embrace of Donald Trump on the front page of its official newspaper.